exore altissimi prodisti, attingens a fine usque ad finem fortiter, suaviter disponensque omnia, veniat occendum nos viam prudentiam.
December 17, 2019, Genesis 49:1-2 and 9-10. Gather round, sons of Jacob, and listen. Listen to Israel your father. Judah your brothers will praise you. You grip your enemies by the neck. Your father's son will do you homage. Judah is a lion's whelp. You stand over your prey, my son. Like a lion he crouches and lies down, a mighty lion. Who dare rouse him? The scepter shall not pass from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until tribute be brought him, and the peoples render him obedience. The obedience of the people is due to Jesus Christ. Those who have already accepted Jesus as their Lord and serve him know that. Throughout history, it was always been a question of what this obedience should look like. And there have been ideas of a real earthly kingship of Jesus, or that the representative of Christ would have to exercise political power on earth. In fact, there still exists today, for example, in certain areas of Judaism, ideas that the Messiah will be an earthly ruler, and occasionally one also believes that the returning Jesus would visibly establish his kingdom in Jerusalem in order to rule visibly there. If we follow the word of the Lord himself, then we are directed to something else, because before Pilate Jesus testified, "My kingship is out of this world. If it were from this world, my people would fight, though that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But my kingship is not from here." It's John 18:36. The kingdom of the Lord is therefore another kingdom. It is of a different kind than an earthly kingdom. We can call it a realm of love and truth, a realm that comes from heaven, out of the glory of God into this world. Sometimes we can see a reflection of it, for example, in a wonderful liturgy, in a loving community with people, in the inner area of the heart. Since the kingdom of the Lord is a kingdom of love and truth, the obedience of the people is due to him. God's judgment will show us how we live according to love and truth. It takes a right understanding of obedience. Everyone is obliged to follow the truth as far as he can recognize it. Not following the truth means living against yourself and against God. If man does not know the truth or understands it insufficiently, or if his life opens up to deception or even lies, life is darkened. The truth will set you free. It's in John 8:32. "And I'm the way and the truth and the life." It's in John 14:6. We can choose whether we follow the truth or not, but it is always an abuse of the truth if we do not choose it, which has major consequences. From this point of view, that man is obliged to truth and also to love, one understands the sentence in today's text that, meaning the coming of the Messiah, he deserves the obedience of the people. This sentence has important consequences for us Christians, because if there is an inner obligation to truth, there is also an obligation to proclaim the truth. whether it is convenient or not, and to live according to this truth. So it's a triple aspect. For one thing, the truth in itself requires us to look for it. Then, truth demands to be announced because it is the Lord's mandate. As a consequence, truth demands that we live according to her. If you follow the word of Scripture, there can be no relativism in preaching the truth. It cannot be like it is more and more common today, that everyone lives his truth, so to speak, and that these different truths coexist on an equal footing. That may be modern thought and seems to show an apparent positive tolerance. However, the truth is different. Certainly, there are different degrees of knowledge of the truth, and you also cannot see whether the lack of knowledge is always culpable. Only the Lord knows. However, from the standpoint of truth, we can measure how far a person is from knowing the truth. This is easier to determine than, for example, to grasp his ethical behavior with the inherent motivation. So we can, for example, say that on the one hand there is a great knowledge of God in the Jewish religion, but it still lacks the knowledge of the Messiah, which is a crucial lack, and therefore cannot yet shine in it the bright light of the Gospel. In this way, we could now look at the different religions and also life situations, because only from the truth can we get the right light. Love now teaches us how to properly deal with the knowledge of truth, because when we have recognized the Lord, there is no other way but to testify Him in the way He recommends it to us, and that means proclaim the truth in love.
During the next 7 days, we will be listening each day the antiphon of the Magnificat. These are the so-called O antiphons, and each one praises Christ with a different advocation. The one of today says, O wisdom, who didst come out of the mouth of the Most High, reaching from end to end and ordering all things mightily and sweetly, come and teach us the way of prudence.
O sapientia, quae exore altissimi prodisti, attingens a fine usque ad finem fortite, suaviter disponensque omni, veniat occendum nos viam prudentiam.